We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, rolling on this morning. Shane Dennis back. Going to get to some free agents. Who's really left? Well, there's a big one left, Jacob. We just don't know when that domino is going to fall and who the suitors really are. We figure that it's the Phillies and the Giants for Bryce Harper. Going to be interesting to see how this thing all plays out. I mean, my gosh, we're into 2 weeks now of spring training. We're still doling this out. It's
there
crazy.
There are pretty high-impact guys left.
Yes.
I mean, you've got Dallas Keuchel without a spot. I think he's handy for somebody. Craig Kimbrell. I'm a little shocked on that one. I don't know what he's asking for.
Too many years.
Yeah, but relievers can pitch till they're 50.
Not like him.
He's 30.
Well, you're right.
What is he? I mean, I'd bank on 4 good years. How many years does he want?
Probably more than that.
As a reliever, he wants more than 4 years? Yeah, well, good
luck.
See
how good he's been?
I have, but those contracts don't exist.
Well, if he's been as good as the anxiety that he's created in me, then, you know, I want my money back. Although, having said that, couldn't have won a World Series without him.
Saves are saves, and he's got a bunch of them.
They sure are. They sure are. But my God, why is it that there are certain guys, and he is the poster child for it, unbelievable stuff. You love his mentality, loves pitching in situations like that, but almost has to have a runner or two on base, one in scoring position, to make things interesting before he can really bear down. I don't know. What is it, Shane? You're the pitcher, for God's sakes.
I was never a reliever, though. No. I wasn't a high-leverage reliever, but I can tell you that's what made Royals fans so spoiled. Because Wade Davis never did that.
No, he just didn't let anybody touch him.
Nobody got on base.
Nor did Greg Holland in his prime.
Yeah.
They had five of them.
Papelbon was kind of that way for you guys too.
Papelbon was exhausting.
Yeah.
He
just could kill you. Another guy.
There are other
another
guys,
guy
though.
Of mine.
Look, you've got Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez is still out there.
Yeah.
Marwin is a handy player in. So is Adam Jones. So here, I can't figure out Adam Jones because he's always been really good, but it's not so statistically good that it's obvious. And he sort of reminds me of a spot in his career where the Rangers signed Adrian Beltre. He was coming out of, you know, he's always pretty good, coming out about this age, and just for whatever reason, not given probably the I think he could be a pretty big impact somewhere. He's too good. He's too good in the locker room. Everybody loves that guy. He's got to get a shot. But I think that there are some guys there that are high impact guys to a team that has a chance to, you know, really set something either for a bad team that becomes a trade chip or a good team that puts him over the edge.
But there's a lot of chatter from some of these players that's like, they're concerned for themselves and for their fellow free agents. And I get it a little bit, but the writing is on the wall here. These 6-year mega deals are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these signed catchers. No free agent catcher signed for more than a 2-year deal. And there's not big, big name catchers, but that's just an example. And Gio Gonzalez is 33.
Yeah, right.
Dallas Keuchel is 31. And not a swing and miss guy. All the second basemen that I'm looking at, 2-year deal max, led by Jed Lowry, who's 35.
Why is that this is more a philosophical question. Why is that a problem? Because how long do teams have to burn themselves on these long contracts to stop giving them out? And then why is it the team's fault for not wanting to give out long contracts?
That's my thing, the latter right there. It's the team and owners' right to exercise their sensibility.
The market is the market. If for 5 years you watch these big contracts burn and crash teams, and most of the time the teams can't even trade, can't even give these guys away after they're under these big mega contracts, why would you keep signing them?
Somebody at the deadline really is dying to take them off your hands.
And you got to pay most of their contract anyway if they'll take them off your hands. I totally get it, and I don't think that's a labor issue. It's a marketplace reality. Like, that's what's happening. These mega deals don't work out for the team, so the teams are going to stop giving them in such abundance, and everything will eventually balance itself out. Somebody is going to get a steal on a guy on a shorter deal, and then it's less, and then it'll sort of sway the other way a little bit. Well, we want to get that guy the next time, so let's give him that extra year, extra two, and eventually, you know, it will swing one way and it'll swing the other. But 10-year deals for baseball players or any ad, that doesn't make any sense, especially on a guaranteed contract.
And where we're really going to see it manifested, I think, is, and we're seeing it already. We started to see this a year ago. Obviously, the Padres blinked with Machado, so we've seen it one time this year, and we may still see it with Bryce Harper.
They blinked with Hosmer last year.
They did blink with Hosmer, and you know what? They're paying for it still. Now, maybe in concert with Machado, that starts to pay some dividends. Remains to be seen, mm-hmm. but we'll see. But next year, you've got Arenado and Chris Sale amongst those coming out. So you've got some guys that traditionally would be long-term deals, mega deals, with a lot of years. Nolan Arenado told us yesterday, at his age, you know, the tender age of 27, 28 years old, that he sees absolutely no way that a 10-year deal would be in his future. So, I mean, there's a guy that arguably is the top free agent for 2020, already acknowledging the changing face of economics. Now, I don't think it makes any difference, Shane, on the money for a guy like Arenado. You can get to it in different ways, mm-hmm. and with fewer years, more power to the Rockies or whomever does it, because that's going to be the challenge. But even he admits it now. He says, those days are done. Now, when you're hearing that from guys that are probably most directly affected by it, there's probably some teeth in it.
Giancarlo Stanton admitted that he was thrilled that he struck while the iron was hot.
Right. It's the reality, and I think the balancing act is probably shorter, bigger contracts. So you may see guys go up to $35 million for 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
And that's fine, because that's what the marketplace will dictate. I most of the time, you just kind of let this stuff take care of itself. You're going to have a lot of noise and a lot of chatter about unfairness, and this is interesting coming from me when you hear what I have to say about Zion Williamson later. But you at some point, you just have to let things play themselves out, and it will. Like, it totally will. Dallas Keuchel, and who, what's Trevor Bauer is sort of trying to create an example of making a killing on one-year deals.
He's got a really interesting article out on SI. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he wants to get paid the most he can every single year.
He wants a one-year deal.
Every year.
Every year, yep.
That's betting on yourself.
It's betting on yourself. It's getting a chance to go play in some different places. I think there's a cool element to it. But if you do that way, think about that. If you're an owner, a general manager, and you're on the cusp here, and you're Trevor Bauer, and you've got a chance at these guys, and let's, you know, I won't call Trevor Bauer and Dallas Keuchel equitable, but we'll use them as examples. Keuchel says, I want 7 years and $140 million. Okay, that's $20 million a year. Bauer says, I want 1 year and $35 million. If you're the owner and you're close enough that you think one of those two guys can put you over the edge, which investment would you make?
Assuming they're equal pitchers in your mind?
We're assuming some equitable part of this that's not real, but just in the general assumption.
You know, that's funny, because while an owner doesn't want to be married to a guy for 6 or 7 years, you also want that golden goose for more than one.
Is a golden goose at $20 million a year, though?
No.
I mean, no. What's the reality?
1 year 20.
Right. What's the reality of it is Bauer can maximize now and realize that if he's betting on himself and does this each year, maybe he doesn't get 7 years out of that, but maybe he gets five. And now five at a higher value, he's made more money anyway and been able to control his own destiny and hold all the cards on everything.
Well, that's the luxury of being 27 and thinking and probably understanding in your own mind that your best years are still ahead of you. I mean,
it's a risk. Look, we all understand the value in a long-term contract, but I also, you got to understand why teams don't want to give them out and not get so mad at the team. Like, it's not... Everyone talks about labor issues. What's the labor issue? The market's taking care of itself. But it's correcting.
If not for Patrick Corbin, none of these pitchers on the free agent market would have much of a leg to stand on. Because he got 6 years.
Yeah.
He got six. Now, he's 29, and Keuchel's 31. And none of the rest of these pitchers are under 31. So these guys are outliers. They're going to get 1 or 2 years if they're lucky.
Well, I bet you Keuchel can get 3 or 4, but it's where is it and for how much money? There are going to be teams, and as we take it back to the local interest in the Royals, I've become a little bit fascinated with them to hold back and let everybody else go crazy here, and to still and there's a part of the success that dictates it's still not time, but if there is such a market correction. And it continues on the path that it's on, next year, the year after, when free agents become more affordable, it's going to allow some of these teams to become bigger players in it. And I just wonder how much some of these smaller market teams step back and say, if we can just hold out on this and wait, it will save us tens of millions 2 or 3 years from now, and we'll be able to play on some of the guys we wouldn't have been able to play on had we tried to go get Dallas Keuchel or whomever it may be. This may be advantageous to us to wait and let it continue to correct.
Yeah, I think it has advantage smaller market written all over it. If you can be creative in the way that you acquire a player and you're willing only to have them for a short time. But I don't know. I'll ask you guys. What is the standard duration of a contract going to be? If we've been dealing in the 10-year realm for superstars, what's it going to be this time next year? Four years?
6 or 7.
Five?
For the types
six
of
or seven?
For the types of players we're talking about on the 10-year deals. Like, who you'd be just fine giving Bryce Harper a 6 or 7 year deal at age 26, I think, at this point.
No question.
But 10 is a little dicier. That's a big difference. And next year with Arenado, who's a little bit older, but he could probably get up to 6, I would think, because he's still in mid. You still ended in your mid-30s.
You guys are killing me.
Wait. Why?
Because this is a Twitter question next segment.
Oh,
I know
I know we're almost there.
Well, we're just getting people salivating. We're getting people salivating for it.
I think Arenado is going to get the Brinks truck. That's just me.
But not at 10 years.
He should.
No.
No, I don't think he's going to get 10 years. I think he knows he's not going to get 10 years, but I do think he's in the 6.
Is Bryce Harper going to get 10 years?
According to reports, he already turned it down.
I know.
Yeah.
And teams have moved on. Is it still there?
I think that's why he's unsigned.
There are reports that there may not be that offer on the table and that his agent may have severely misplayed his hand.
Bruce and I compared these two guys about 3 weeks ago. Their average season, their war.
Right.
Who's better? Who's worth more? Not who's going to get more years. But I deduced that Machado is about this much better than Harper.
But you got to factor in attitude and some of the things that burn Machado.
Yeah, right,
Machado has developed a less than stellar effort reputation. And I know that gets overblown sometimes. And Harper is the poster boy for Major League Baseball right now. He's got a tremendous value.
He's not the poster boy for just mind-numbing productivity on the field, though.
No.
He's just okay.
No, he's not.
If you look at the numbers. He's just okay.
Not power numbers. His power numbers are phenomenal.
It'll surprise you. Look it up.
We did yesterday. I'll look it up during the break.
Okay, 10 million, 10 right. years, 30 million.
I wouldn't
per?
Give any player 10 million.
Okay, good.
I mean, 10 years. No. I mean, sorry.
No, I wouldn't either. I think he's overvalued at 300 million for 10 years.
Everybody is. Wants, there's not a player on the planet. Mike Trout would be overvalued there, and he's by far the best player on the planet.
I can't wait till he's a free agent, by the way.
I wouldn't give him 10 years either, but I'd give him a boatload of money. I'll tell you that much.
Heck yeah.
God, that dude. All right. Let's get to it. Twitter question coming up next, courtesy of our friends from Cindy O. And as Shane mentioned, it has to do with free agency for next year. Stay with us as we roll. Shane. Jacob, yours truly, right here on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.